have scheduled today, Rav Asai, we're going to do continue with Melechus Kotzer today, and then we're going to have a Chumashir from 2 to 2:30. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so we don't have the regular share here. Those that want to attend in Queens, is signs up. Tzad L'Chizik HaTorah of Queens. And I think Sunday is regular minute to have. That's a minute. Okay. So we saw yesterday the Gemara about Medaldel Uber B'me'imo. That a person who's Hoshi Yodol B'me'imo, Medaldel Uber is Chayiv. So we thought the Pshat of Chayiv, the simple reading of the Gemara, is Chayiv Mishum Kotzer. Because you're Oker Dovar Migidulo. And here the Gidul is the mother. So you yanked the Uber, so it's Oker Dovar Migidulo. However, the Ramban says no. The Ramban Shita is that Kotzer is only by Gidule Karka. And this is not Gidule Karka, so it can't be a Din Kotzer. So then what's the Din? So then what's the Chiyuv then, if it can't be Kotzer? So the Ramban says it's Mishum Tilas Neshama. Mishum Latilas Neshama. Because when you're yanking it, that's Natilas Neshama. The Ramban claims that the Rambam agrees as well. Take a look at the Rambam on page 8. So the Rambam Hashochet Chayiv, Shochet Chayiv, Velo Shochet Belvad, El Kol Hanotel Neshama, LeEchad Mikol Minei Chayiv Behem Avof Adog V'Sheretz Bein B'Shchita O Nechira O Kol Chayiv. Right, Shochet Chayiv and Tilos Neshama Chayiv, Chonek Es Chayiv. If you choke somebody, Ad Sheyamos, that's a toll of Shochet. Lefichach, im hel a dog, if you take a fish out of the water, misofel from a pitcher of water, misofel shalmayim v'hinicho, and you put it outside the water, ad shemeis chay mishum chonik. Lo'ochi yimus al kevin sheyovash bo kesela, it doesn't mamish have to die, as long as it dries up the amount of a coin between its eyes, or whatever, vein snapira, between its fins, whatever it is, it dries up a little bit, that's already a chiv from the Tivus Neshama. Sha'od Eino Yochol Lichios, because once it dries up in that area, it's not going to live anymore. So even though it's still officially alive, but it's not going to live anymore. Then the Rambam says, Hoshit Yodol, Umei Behema, V'dil De Ubar, Shabaya Chayim. So you see, the Ramban says, by the fact that the Rambam has this din of Hoshit Ubar Hoshet Ubar and Dildel Ubar in the same halacha of all the examples of Shchita. So you see that it must be a din in Shchita. See, it must be a din in Shchita. Because if a din of Kotzer, Rambam wouldn't put it with all these halachas of Netilas Neshama. So you see clearly it's a din of Netilas Neshama. In other words, that the Rambam will subscribe to the words. That's what the Ramban says this. The Ramban writes that the Rambam agrees with him. And Luchara, he's right, because it's pretty mefurish from this Rambam that the din is of Dildil Uber, not a din of what? Of Kotzer, but it's a din of the Tilus Neshama. And take a look on page 7, he writes that on the fourth column of page 7, the first word on the line is Echad. The end of that line, Yechein Nirem Yidivrei HaRambam. And it's Masha on the Rambam, Pergit Alf, Mehilcha Shabbos. However, However, he concludes in that Ramban. You see, he says, "Hey, Niramidevei Rambam." Look on page 7, the fourth column, first word on the line is Rambam. A Rambam. "Hey, Niramidevei Rambam." Parakid Al Nihil Shabbos. Moshe Amr B'Yishalmi, Paraklal Gadol. Rabbanan Kesu Ami Ahid the Tzad Nunav, Choldovishu Mavdil Minchiyusu Chayimishu Kotcha, La'osei B'Chitzei D'Gemara Dilon. He says, however, even though the Rambam agrees with me, says the Ramban, that he thinks there's a Yerushalmi that argues. So let's take a look at the Yerushalmi on page 10. Rabbanan the Kesran Amrin, Hahein the Sayyid Kavra, called Dovashatav Mavdilo Michiuso Chai Mishum Kotse. What is Kavra? Fish. Whereas if you go fishing, so what's the malach of going fishing? So I would say it's Natilas Neshama, right? So the Yerushalmi says, Chai Mishum Kotse. What? Sad. Well, sad is when you capture something. What? Well, look at the Pnei Moshe. Hadein Tzai Tavra, Ugyon She'enu Mishchayiv Mishum Tzeda Shekhvar Yanitzo Da'omeg. Oh, very good. Because it was already basically captured. Umunach b'toch ha'mayim b'kli. Because it wasn't a fish. We're not talking about a fish that was just in the river. It was already in a fish tank. So it's already nitzo. So now you go ahead on Shabbos and you take the fish out of the water from a fish that's already within, you know, confined area. Chayv mishum kotzer. She'okra dover migidulo u'mavdilo michiyuso. So the Yerushalmi, the way the Pnei Moshe explains the Yerushalmi, that if you take a fish out of the fish tank on Shabbos, that's kotzer. Because it's okra dover migidulo. But the Ramban says, you see, that the Yerushalmi argues with me. Because I hold that has to be gidule karka. There's no karka here. It's not gidule karka. Unless you say, I just thought of it now. Who said it yesterday that maybe karka means, you know, who? Yeah, who said that? No, Albert said, who? Kirsch! So, in other words, maybe based on Kirsch, we could say that this is called, you know, okra gidul, you know, from karka, because it's like, but it's not. It's in a fish tank, so it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. So the Ramban's right. I mean, the Ramban's right. The Ramban claims that this Yerushalmi is against his whole shita. So it's his whole shita that. Kotzer is only Dover Shekidul Makark is only Aliba the Bavli. But according to the Yerushalmi, it wouldn't work out. So it's a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. That the Bavli requires Dafka Kotzer from Gidul Karka. And Yerushalmi says any place that it's Mokum Chiyuso and you take it away from Mokum Chiyuso, that's going to be a din of Kotzer. And so it claims the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. No, what? That's the Parshat Shah. That's the Parshat Shah that is closer. Yeah, I mean, in other words, does anyone say it's a Farish? Yeah. I don't know. I would have to check to see if anyone says a Beferish. The Bukhari, that's the Pashat Shah. That's the Pashat Shah. Okay. So now, one thing we have to do now is the Mechas Chinuch. Yeah, Ari? Right, it's Netilas Yishalmi. Right, well, that's what the Ramban's claiming. So, Machlok is Babli and Yishalmi.
What's the source of this
Ramban? The Babli. Okay, let's take a look in the Milchas Chinuch. Right, we've done Milchas Chinuch before. Milchas Chinuch on Shabbos is famous. It's the whole section called Mosach HaShabbos. It's the whole kuntres is found in Parshas Yisro. Right? By the mitzvah of Shabbos. So that's where this whole country is sold by the Mechas Chinuch and the Malacha Shabbos is. Yeah. How are you what? Who said you're... How are you allowed to? Who says you're allowed to? Yeah, well, you're not allowed to cut your hair on Shabbos according to anybody. What? Also not. Right. Okay, look on page 11. Now, the Milchas Chinuch, till now, the Ramban puts the Rambam in his camp. That Ksira is only Gidulei Karka, right? And you see, and that's why the Rambam had to reinterpret the Gemara of Dildal Uber. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, there's a famous Rambam. Right, I don't have a Xerox in front of us now, but right, we've discussed it when we learned Maseches Ksuvos. Those were in the Shia for Ksuvos. What is the din of taking blood out on Shabbos? Right, so there's a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Right, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is. Right, and it's not in this packet, but maybe I'll put it in a future packet one day. But there was in a past packet. Rabbeinu Tam Shita in Ksubis, the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that if a person takes out blood on Shabbos, that's Netilas Neshama. Meaning, even though you're not killing the person, you're just taking out a little drop of blood, that's Netilas Neshama, because the Dam Hu HaNefesh. So even though you take out a little Nefesh, that's also Netilas Neshama. Because the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is, Netilas Neshama doesn't mean that the whole animal or person or whatever has to die. If you take out a little bit, that's right, that's the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that a little bit of blood you take out, that's called Netilas Neshama. Because Dam Hu HaNefesh. The Dam represents Neshama. So you take out a little bit of Dam, you're taking a little bit of Neshama. Okay. What is the Rambam Shita? What is the Rambam Shita? What is the Malacha of taking blood out on Shabbos? What? What? Yeah, well, that's part of Dosh. But just like you squeeze an orange, we'll have a whole packet on Dosh to understand what Dosh is. But we know when you squeeze an orange, you're removing the liquid from the salad, from the orange. So too, when you take blood out, you're removing some liquid from the salad. So taking blood out is the same thing like squeezing an orange. Right? So it's disha. Now we're not here, today is not the shiur on disha, so understand what exactly all the ramifications of disha is. But we know that there's a concept that if something has liquid inside it, and you squeeze it, so that's called disha, threshing. So, what? So the same thing of what? Of taking blood out of a human being, that's dosh. So this is the famous machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam of taking blood out of a person. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Tilas Neshama, and according to the Rambam, it's disha. Now, we know that the klal is, and this is beferish in the Rambam and other places, that disha has to be the gedulei karka, right? The ein disha ela what? The gedulei karka. Okay. So now let me ask you a question. So obviously, an animal must be considered, a person must be considered gedulei karka. He comes from the ground, or he eats produce from the ground. So then once you say that, so then why does the Rambam have to explain that the pshat in dildel uber is midin? There was the whole reason why the Ramban had to explain that okay, uber is not kotzer, but it's the Tilas Neshama because it's not gedulei karka. But if the Rambam holds it is gedulei karka, so why is... So he says like this. Look on page 12 on the right side in the paragraph of Dildul Uber. The first word on the line is Nomar. Mikol Mokom Hareu Ba'atma Kosu Parches Allah Zayin. The Rambam Shita must be that a behemah is gedulei karka from Moshe Kosel Atosis. Im kein, behoshid yodo, lama eru chai mishum oker, havele gedulei karka. So, what's the problem? According to the Rambam, an animal is gedulei karka. After the Kavanas HaRashba is Shaykh Netilas and Shabbama. Hazeh Kossam Zechei Nira Medivei Rambam. Losh Zechei Nira Lo Shaykh. The word Lahed Yisham Rambam Chayav Yisham Netilas Neshama. It's Mepharish in the Rambam that it's Netilas Neshama. But why did the Rambam have to come on to Netilas Neshama? He could have said Kotzer because it's not a problem, Rambam Lashitoso. Ayikshel Lechal Divei Rambam Lama Lo Kossam Per Yud Alef Dechayav Shtayim Yisham Oker Gamkein. The Rambam should have written, if Vildel Uber, you not only Chayav Yisham what? The Tilas Hashem, but you also Chayv Mishum Totzer. The Zemavur came upon him, Baram, and Lokos of Chayv Stein. Lokos of Rav Amagi came upon him. Lokos of Rav, Gozi Yechayv Shem Mishum Oker Gamke, and Baram, maybe didn't make the Gozes, but Vadai, the Ram and Chayv, that way you do like Kakal Fishi Tosser. Lokos, you come up to the came upon him, Dark was from Bain of Zer, Aval Zaboro, the Ram and Chayv Mishum Oker, that way you do like Kakal. Came to the Mukhar Bidiba Rambam, Dav the Gidule Kaka Lakosuk, and came Hadrina, the Nura Dasa Rambam, the Abbe Eno Gidule Kaka Chayef. In other words, he thinks the Pashup Shah and the Rambam only writes it by Disha and by other Malachas that it's Gidule Kaka. Maybe the Rambam doesn't agree with this, what the Ramban says. So he writes, look in the, on the Michas Chinuch on page 12 on the left side. On the third line, Vinei Lashitas HaYushalmi, what's the famous Yushalmi? Again, the world famous Yushalmi that we learned today is if you take fish out of the water, that's kotzer. That's kotzer. I mean, L'chor, it's also, he's going to say, Netilas Neshama, right? But it's coats there too. That is, when it dies, it's going to be Netilas Neshama. So if you take, if you go fishing, like according to David Pinkus Einhorn, this is a good question for a Bechina. If you go fishing on Shabbos, how many violations did you violate? So according to the Yushalmi, what did you violate? So if it's a regular river, that's it's not, so if it's going to be Tzeda, first of all, you violated Tzeda, you violated Kotzer, was okay to Dover Gula, and you violated Netilas Neshama. What? Right, okay, in the Hanami. Right, but let's say you didn't do that, right? According to the Yishalmi. In a Lashita say Yushalmi, the Mapsik Dover Michiuso, Havi Kotzer, or the Rambam, the Chayv Bechole, Bechobel Mishum Dosh. The Rambam sheet is if you take milk out of an animal or blood out of an animal, that's Disha, Havi Gedule Kaka. In Kain Hashokhi Beshavas Chayev Sholosh Chatos. Oh, so now he wants to say, so I was talking about what fishing on Shabbos. A fishing on Shabbos. Potentially, you have three things according to Yushalmi. Sad, Netilas Neshama, and La, and Kotzer. What if time you shecht on Shabbos? What's the din if you shecht on Shabbos? So the Michas Kin says, if Shochem Shabbos chayav Sholosh Chatos, Netilas Neshama, Kotzer, and Dosh, Mefarg and Tzarech Dam. Right, so he wants to say, if you shecht on Shabbos, according to Yushalmi, Yichayev Mishum Netilas Neshama, Kotzer, and Dosh, Mefarek, if you need the blood. That's what the Milchas Chinuch says, based on the Yushalmi. What? Oh yeah, so that's what Rabbi Berger said. Lechora, this Milchas Chinuch is very schwer. It's not Kotzer, because there's no okay, go over Megidulo here. In other words, to say that by the fact that you're killing it, you're okay in the neshama, that's a little bit. That's what the tefillah's neshama is. I mean, if you totally severed the head. Right. But even that is a little. See, the Yerushalmi is talking about the fish was in the water and you took it out, so that. Well, if you need you want to use the blood for a dye or something like that. So that's. So that's a little schwer, what he says. Then he says, "Lachar b'shchita la yushalmi l'chay b'shem kotzer, and came beyond the futrak tzira at sarach ochal nefesh. Haynu shchita, v'shayach mitoch gabei tzira. Shchita sayushalmi ulisha ve'elach." You hear his kasha? He asks, see, this is only based on his assumption. He says like this. He has a kasha like this. If you, he's assuming that Yeshech, that's also Ksira, according to the Yishalmi. We're not so happy, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, we're not so happy with that assumption. Right? Or not? Because that's, but he's assuming like that. So based on his assumption that shechita is a malach of ktsira, right? So then we know the halacha is that in yontif there's a concept of mitoch, that once a certain malacha is mutter for ochel nefesh, that's mutter even if it's not ochel nefesh. Correct? So that means that shechita we know is mutter in yontif because it's ochel nefesh. So that means ktsira is mutter on yontif for ochel nefesh. So then it should be mutter to pluck an apple off a tree on Yantif. Because since it's mutter to shecht, it should be mutter to pluck an apple off the tree. But we know that's not true, because the Yerushalmi itself says only milisha ve'elach is mutter. So that's what he leaves with Sarachim. So the answer is, the kasha is not a kasha, because it's based on a mistaken assumption that the Yerushalmi would ask for shechita mishuk kutzer, or that's not true. So how do you miss that one? No, that's a big blunder upon Minchas Kinnith. Well, I thought I was on the Rosh Hashanah side on, you know, the other. No, I think he missed. The kasha is an unbelievable kasha. If that assumption is true, so then you should say mitoch and it should be mutter, but we know it's not because only milisha ve'elach is mutter, ktsira is also. But that's only assuming that shechita is ktsira. What? Well, we know that shechita is permitted on Yom Tov. And we know you can't pluck. His question is, according to Yishalmi, the way he's assuming that shechita is ktsira, and once something is mutter for ochel nefesh, shechita is mutter for ochel nefesh, that means ktsira is mutter, and what's mutter for nefesh is mutter even for non ochel nefesh. But we know that's not so. We know that's only believe Shereelach is mutter, ktsira is before him.
Yeah, but
the real question should be if you want to do fish on Yontif, so we know that. That's the beginning of the third parak of Beta of Ein Tzadin Dogin Min Ha Librum. So whatever is my focus, we've shown him what's the reason. But There's a shita mekubetza. There's a shita mekubetza in ksubis. I didn't put it in the packet here. I should have, maybe. There's a whole discussion in the poskim. What's the malach of bris milah? We know you're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos, even though bris milah is a malacha. Special pasuk that we matir doing bris milah on Shabbos. So what's the malach of bris milah? Yeah, so you could say it's either Tasha Natila Sushama. So there's one opinion, yeah, in the Sheet of Mechubetus, that it's Kotze. It's Kotze. It's not Karka. So either you say that day it holds you don't need Karka, or you say a person is considered Karka. Yeah. What? Mutual is not as also. Ooh, Zalmi. Here's Zalmi's kasha. The din is that you can only do milah on Shabbos and Yontif if it's the eighth day falls on that Shabbos and Yontif. But if it already was postponed because of illness or something like that, it's milah shalobis mana, it's not docha Shabbos and Yontif. So he's saying if the reason for bris milah is because of netilas neshama, so you should say mitoch that you could do netilas neshama for ochel nefesh, you should be able to do netilas neshama even for bris milah. They ask this question, no? You achieve it. I don't know, we have to look up what the parents is, but I have a character. You know what we're saying, Jake? Right. Well, any to the people should tell me that you're going to be chayiv. Is only going to be if it's a constructive type in the Tilas Hashama. If you just kill somebody on Shabbos or Yontif because you just want to be destructive, then that's not Chayiv Mishum the Tilas Hashama. The only Tilas Hashama that's Chayiv in Shabbos and Yontif is if you're killing for a constructive purpose, or else it'll be Mekalkel. But you're killing an animal because you want to use its meat or use its skin. What about Matzitsa? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, remember saying? So this is the first part of Kotze. Now, the second part of Kotze is a very important halakha. And this is very relevant, Mishtamish Be'ilun on Shabbos. But what's the din if you want to you want to put something, hang something on a tree, a hammock? That's the way they did it in the old days, right? In Europe, the Rosh Yeshivas used to. You ever had it there? A hammock, or you want to put something on a tree. Or what about if something already is on a tree and you want to take it off the tree? Yeah, the disciple story is what? His coat was on the tree. He wouldn't take it off. So the question is that the halacha? That you can't take something off a tree? Or is it only you can't put it on a tree? You know all the stories. There's a famous story when the stipler went to meet his prospective wife, Hazanisha's sister. So he figured he has to take a long train ride to meet her. So he figured he'll stay up the whole night learning, and this way, you know, he won't waste time. And on the ride, he'll sleep the whole time. So he came to the going onto the train, and he saw the cushions, and he had a suffix whether they were shatness. So he wouldn't sit down the whole train ride. So here he was up the whole night, and he didn't get to sleep. So when he finally got to meet her, he just conked out on her. So obviously she wasn't so impressed, but the Chazon Ish told her that you know, he's good. And the rest is history. Yeah. Yeah. You can't what? Oh, so, yeah. So the idea of putting up something on a tree on Shabbos is a gzeira you might come to do kotzer. In other words, we don't want you to use a tree on Shabbos, because if you're going to come to use it, you might come to pluck something off of it, which is kotzer. So that's the discussion. What is included in the Issur d'Rabbanan? In other words, there's an Issur d'Rabbanan of using the tree, and the question is, what's the reason for the... So the reason for the Issur we know, because you can't use a tree because you know, it might come to be kotzer. But then, so then the question is, what's the next step? Well, you know, what is included in the Issur d'Rabbanan of using a tree? Okay? So that's coming attractions. And then after that, the next Gemara is about Dosh, which is very important, and Zora, and then we're going to get the main sugya, we're going to get to Bora. And then we have Hanukkah coming up, as Hashem, so... Okay, we'll start Chumash in a couple of minutes.